This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
Good morning. I'm Tom McKenzie with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service based out of Atlanta. Thank you all for coming for this key announcement on the conservation actions on the brown pelican. It's now my distinct pleasure and honor to introduce Governor Bobby Jindal.
Thank you very much, Tom. I'm certainly thrilled to be joined here by Secretary Dirk Kempthorne. He's come from D.C. to make a positive announcement here in the state of Louisiana. Before I ask the Secretary to come up and make that announcement, I want to remind folks the first time we actually brought the Secretary to the state was shortly after his nomination by the President. He actually came down here to tour some offshore facilities. We took him by helicopter to see the erosion off our coast. At that time, we were certainly in the midst of convincing the administration, the Congress, to give Louisiana a greater share of our own offshore revenues to restore our coast. I appreciate the Secretary taking the time to come down here himself to see the erosion, to see the contribution Louisiana makes to providing energy for the rest of the country. Obviously, we still have many, many interests in getting a greater share of our own royalties to restore our coast, to restore Louisiana's environment. Today, the Secretary is here to make a very good news announcement about the brown pelican, Louisiana's state bird. I'll let him make that announcement. I will just say this. I know that this announcement is the culmination of decades of work. He can certainly talk about the efforts at the federal, state, and local level. There have been partnerships between Louisiana and our sister states to get to where we are today to be able to make this announcement. I think it highlights the importance of preserving our resources, our beautiful treasures, not only for our children, our grandchildren, for future generations. We call Louisiana sportsman's paradise for a reason, and we have a responsibility not only to enjoy those resources, but to preserve those resources for future generations. It's one of the reasons coastal restoration is so important for my administration. After the Secretary speaks, I'm going to ask Secretary Barham just to very briefly introduce a few scientists and other staff members that are here as well. Without any further ado, I'm very pleased to welcome my friend back to Baton Rouge, back to Louisiana, Secretary Kempthorne. Please make him welcome.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Governor Jindal, let me thank you for your comments and the hospitality. Let me just affirm that when Bobby Jindal was member of the United States House of Representatives, in very quick fashion, he established his leadership abilities, his pragmatism. So I know that the Jindal administration is going to be very, very beneficial to the people of Louisiana. And I commend the people of Louisiana. I also want to thank the people of Louisiana. When I was the governor of Idaho, we deployed a brigade of our National Guard to Iraq. And the final phase of the deployment was from Alexandria, Louisiana. What that community and so many Louisianans did was incredible. We will always remember, we will always be grateful. When Katrina hit, we were able to send some of the first supplies, resupplies, C-130 aircraft, and then I sent a battalion down. And so it was one way for a state that was appreciative of this state to say thank you. So it's nice to be back in Louisiana. Let me also acknowledge that Dale Hall, who is the director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, is with me. And he is a graduate of LSU, so he's very happy to be here as well. You have a lot of talented people that are here in Louisiana, a lot of great people that are doing significant things. We're here today to set a remarkable milestone in the protection and recovery of a very magnificent species, a bird that stands as the symbol of this great state, the brown pelican. The brown pelican is known for its fishing displays, plunging headlong from the air into the water and rising with a large mouthful of fish. In the same dramatic fashion, the pelican has pulled off an amazing recovery, just as Louisiana is doing an amazing recovery. The tenacity, the grit of the people of Louisiana, I think, is something that inspires the rest of the country. I believe, too, that the brown pelican has inspired the people of Louisiana. So the fact that this species will now be removed from the Endangered Species Act because it has recovered adds to the great legacy of the great things that happen in Louisiana and the future. I'm proud to announce today, therefore, that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Department of the Interior are proposing to finally completely remove the brown pelican from the Endangered Species Act. And in just a few moments, I'll sign the formal documentation, and that will then be placed in the Federal Register so that citizens have the opportunity to make any comments. When European settlers arrived in the Gulf Coast, they were inspired by the nurture and the care that pelicans provided to their young. So they honored Louisiana and the bounty it provided by calling it the Pelican State. This once abundant species was named as a state bird, and of course it adorns your state flag. This beautiful bird once flourished from the coasts of Southern California, across the Gulf of Mexico, and up the eastern seaboard. Now, after enduring numerous threats for over a century, brown pelicans have rebounded to near those historic population levels. The pelican's decline began in the late 19th and the early 20th century. Pelicans were killed for their feathers to satisfy the fashion world's demand to adorn women's hats. Post-World War II industrialization and the widespread application of pesticides dealt another blow to the pelican population. Pesticides like DDT were sprayed in coastal areas to control mosquitoes and other pests. These pesticides accumulated in the fish that the pelican ate. Just like bald eagles and peregrine falcons, DDT caused adult pelicans to lay eggs with thin eggshells. When adults tried to incubate the eggs, they broke before the chicks were ready. By 1963, the brown pelican completely disappeared from Louisiana and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and ultimately the decimated pelican population was placed on the endangered species list in 1970 throughout its range. But this story has a silver lining. The legal protections provided by the Endangered Species Act, coupled with banning of DDT, provided the means for Fish and Wildlife Service and its partners to accelerate the pelican's recovery. State wildlife agencies, universities, private ornithological groups, and individuals all participated in reintroduction and other recovery efforts and helped protect nest sites during the breeding season. I believe Robert, in a moment, is going to acknowledge some of those tremendous people that are here today that played a great role in this. There are now more than 620,000 pelicans found across Florida and Alabama and the Gulf and Pacific coasts of our nation, as well as in the Caribbean and Latin America. In fact, it was exactly 23 years ago this week that the Fish and Wildlife Service removed the brown pelican populations along Florida and Alabama's Atlantic coast, or Florida and Alabama and the Atlantic coast, from Endangered Species Act protection. They were officially taken off the endangered species list in 1985. So it's with a great honor that today we're marking the pelican's recovery by formally proposing to remove the remaining protected populations of the bird from the federal list of threatened and endangered species. This announcement provides the public and others the opportunity to comment on the recovery of the brown pelican. The Fish and Wildlife Service will take public comments into consideration as they finalize the decision over the next year. I applaud all of the organizations who have helped this coastal water bird once again thrive through some of the country's most pressing environmental challenges. The state of Florida also played a key role in this. And again, they'll be acknowledged in just a moment. I want to thank Tom McKenzie for the role that he plays with Fish and Wildlife Service. I will just add that while we remove this bird from the Endangered Species Act, there are still significant protections that remain in effect for the bird. Some of those are the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the Clean Water Act for wetlands, Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, Oil Spill Contingency Act, and several others. This is a truly positive story. It's the story of the recovery of the symbol, the state bird of Louisiana. And I believe it coincides beautifully with what has taken place as the people of Louisiana also rebuild from having been hit so hard by some of these hurricanes that came in. So I thank you again, and Governor Jindal, I wish you the very best in what will be a tremendous administration.